President Bush's service in the National Guard more than 30 years ago has resurfaced as an issue in this year's presidential campaign. At question is whether Mr. Bush fulfilled all of his commitments to the Texas Air National Guard during the Vietnam War years. Some Democrats have raised the issue. The Bush campaign and the White House have responded. They insist that the president fulfilled his duties, received an honorable discharge, and that any suggestion to the contrary is a smear. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
With many in the Democratic Party and the White House making plans for a Bush-Kerry race in the fall, one of the starkest contrasts between the two men is military service. And even at this very early date in the election season, charges are flying. Here's the background. More than 30 years ago, John Kerry was in Vietnam, in combat, winning medals for valor. George W. Bush was learning to fly jets for the Texas Air National Guard, a post that was made possible by his family connections. There's a one-year gap in the record of Mr. Bush's service from May 1972 to May 1973. During that time, he was allowed to transfer to an Alabama Air Guard unit because he was working on an Alabama Senate campaign. But there are no paper records that show Mr. Bush performed any military duty in Alabama. Although this story surfaced in the 2000 race, Al Gore, who served in Vietnam but not in combat, did not make it an issue. This year, it's different. Here's the Democratic Party chairman, Terry McAuliffe, on ABC's This Week.
I look forward to that debate when John Kerry, a war hero with a chest full of medals, is standing next to George Bush, a man who was AWOL in the Alabama National Guard. George Bush never served in our military in our country. He didn't show up when he should have showed up. And there's John Kerry on the stage with a chest full of medals that he earned by saving lives of American soldiers. So, as John Kerry says, bring it on.
John Kerry himself has said he doesn't know the facts and that it's up to the president and the military to answer questions about Mr. Bush's service.
That's a question that I think remains open. I don't have the answer to that question. I do know that I've never questioned the choices people made about not going to Vietnam. I've said that very clearly. If people went to Canada, if people opposed the war, if people chose to be in the Guard, that's their choice.
Kerry was asked whether he would raise it as an issue in the campaign. His answer, I don't know yet. I haven't made up my mind. But other opponents of the president are raising it now. Documentary filmmaker Michael Moore described President Bush as a deserter in remarks he made introducing retired General Wesley Clark at a campaign rally. Kerry has said the word deserter is inappropriate and over the top, but when asked about Moore's remarks at the last New Hampshire Democratic debate, Clark refused to disassociate himself from them.
Well, I think Michael Moore has the right to say whatever he feels about this. I don't know whether this is supported by the facts or not. I've never looked at it. I've seen this charge bandied about a lot.
All this has elicited an atypical response from the White House. The president's spokesman, Scott McClellan, usually refuses to respond to political questions, referring them all to the Bush re-election campaign. But not this one. Here he is during Tuesday's briefing when asked whether the White House was trying to come up with any records or eyewitnesses to document that Mr. Bush actually did show up for duty in Alabama.
I would just say that it was a shame that this issue was brought up 4 years ago during the campaign, and it is a shame that it is being brought up again. The president fulfilled his duties. The president was honorably discharged. I think it is sad to see some stoop to this level, especially so early in an election year.
The White House was clearly eager to nip this story in the bud, even at the risk of calling more attention to it. On the other hand, even some Democrats say it's unlikely that President Bush's military service or lack of it 30 years ago will play a decisive role in the campaign. After all, Bill Clinton weathered charges of draft dodging in 1992 and beat President Bush's father, a certified war hero. And the dominant military issue this year is 9/11, not Vietnam. And Republicans are confident in President Bush's advantage on the issues of national security and terrorism. Still, the willingness to go after the president in this way gives an indication of the kind of tough, no-holds-barred campaign voters should get prepared for this fall. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.